Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Monday, May the 23rd, 2022. 15 minutes past the hour here, 50 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Little nippy out there this morning, but not too bad. Sun is kind of out, and it is a Monday here in the month of May. Want to do a little housekeeping here this morning before we get underway. I will not be on Thursday or Friday this week. Now, I'll tell you how tired I am this morning. I did not get to sleep until late last night, which that is never fun. But I actually wrote down this morning that I would not be on Friday or Saturday. Let's just update this. I will not be on Thursday or Friday this week. And I do want to let you know that I will not be on Monday next week either. None of us will. We always take off Memorial Day. It's one of the, I think, 4 days a year, 5 days a year that we take off. No, six. We do Memorial Day, July 4th, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year. So 6 days a year that we're not on the air. One of those is Monday. So I will not be on Monday because of Memorial Day, but I hope everybody has a wonderful Memorial Day next Monday. So I won't be on Thursday, Friday, or Monday. But you still got me today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. All right, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, I wanted to run down the events coming up here in Marion because there's quite a few of them. And then we'll get on to some things that I want to talk about. I didn't get to these a whole lot on Friday. All right, June 2nd, the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum ribbon cutting. I don't know if there's going to be a ribbon cutting or not, but dedication, let's put it that way. From 4 to 7 p.m. at Heritage Hall, that should be great. We'll be broadcasting live from that, by the way. June 25th is the Pickle Festival in Miamisburg. And, you know, I keep saying Miamisburg, but when I actually look this up, I think it actually happens in Dayton, in the square in Dayton. So if anybody has any more information on this Pickle Festival, June 25th, let me know. And we're mentioning this because of Sarah, our friendly bus driver, brought it to our attention. But if there are any other festivals going on around the area that you would like to highlight that you think people might want to go to within 2 hours of Marion, 2 hours is not a long drive, call in and let us know. We'll add it to our list. So the Pickle Festival going on June 25th. Then we've got the Caledonia Farmers Market starting up in June, and this will run through September. Caledonia Public Square, Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Locally grown produce and fruit, locally produced baked goods, locally produced honey, locally produced meat, local artists and crafters. Weekly raffle for vendor products, weekly 50-50 raffle. They are an authorized food card vendor, and vouchers for individuals 60 and plus will be available. The Marion County Fair is right around the corner, July 4th through July 9th. Starts on the 4th this year. That's a little different, but should be a big event. July 4th through July the 9th, the Marion County Fair. And we have the 9th annual Mission Yard Sale coming up June 2nd through June 4th. Donations are needed to make this year a success. If you want to set up a drop-off time, contact Chris Reed at 740-751-3029. That's 740-751-3029. That's the Missions Yard Sale, 9th annual, June 2nd through June 4th. Those are the events. And I can't wait to hear the itinerary or get an email for the itinerary for the big Mary Ellen event. And I'm going to talk more about that as the week goes on and next week goes on, because we're only about 10 days from it now. Isn't that amazing that June 2nd is 10 days away? My, time flies right by. Okay, I mentioned I won't be here Thursday or Friday or Monday. I wanted to tell you something this past weekend. Now, this is just how strange life is. When I go to Wendy's, and I don't order this a whole lot because I don't eat carbs. I don't do bread and I don't do sugar, although I've been doing more of those things while I'm going through this little episode, which, by the way, not too much longer. I'm closer to the end than the beginning, so I'm happy about that. But I've been eating more carbs than normal. And I have always thought that at Wendy's, the sandwich that I liked was the Baconator. I like a hamburger with cheese and bacon. And so I've always ordered that sandwich if I go there, if I want a hamburger. They also have good chicken. They had a good fish sandwich, too, by the way, during Lent, but they got rid of that. I don't know why. In any event, so I've always ordered the Baconator, thinking this is the sandwich that I like. And it's not a bad sandwich. But this past weekend, I went to Wendy's. And there was a line, so I had a little time to wait and actually look at the value meal. Because they have like 10 or 12 value meals. And as I got over to the second screen, I saw that they had the Big Bacon Classic, which actually has lettuce and tomato and mayonnaise and all of that on the sandwich. And I like tomato and lettuce and mayonnaise on the sandwich. So it occurred to me that maybe I've been ordering the wrong sandwich all this time. And I have been, by the way, because I ordered the Big Bacon Classic that day, and that was actually the sandwich that I liked, because it does have the lettuce and the tomato and the mayonnaise. And I don't think it has that sauce on it that the Baconator has. And when you order the Big Bacon Classic, by the way, you can order the amount of hamburger patties that you want on this thing. You can order single, double, or triple. Now, if you order triple, that's a big sandwich, because Wendy's does not have thin hamburgers. So that was my little episode with Wendy's this weekend. So now I know what sandwich I actually like at Wendy's. It's the Big Bacon Classic. Has anybody had that sandwich over there as opposed to the Baconator? Could you say more succinctly what the differences are between these two sandwiches? I don't think I'm doing as good a job as some might be doing. But those are the two big differences. But I did not know at Wendy's you could let them know how many hamburger patties that you want on your hamburger. But can you imagine a triple? Can you imagine three Wendy's hamburgers with cheese on those things on a sandwich? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, thank goodness, within the last year, I have seen my cardiologist, and everything there is in good shape. Because I don't know that I could undertake this Big Bacon Classic if I had any kind of a plumbing problem with the old ticker. But good sandwich. So now I know what to order at Wendy's. Want to talk a little bit about gas prices, because, you know, I can't remember where I heard it the other day. It might have even been on this station, because everybody's talking about the gas prices. But people were saying it's an all-time high, record-breaking gas prices. And that's true. I don't think there's anything false about that. But didn't we say this back in like March when we were on the air? Didn't the government and the oil industry release a statement saying that the gas prices, because of the war in Ukraine, were going to start to climb in March, and we're going to reach an all-time high around Memorial Day? And then it was going to taper off as we head toward, I think it said November, like Thanksgiving. We would be back down around $4. Wasn't that the original story that we went with back in March? But I think we as Americans have a very short memory. I notice when it comes to history in general, we have a very short memory. Now, I'm not saying that we are not bright as Americans. I think Americans are very bright, and maybe kids today are more informed than they ever have been because of the internet. But we do tend to forget things that didn't work in the past, and we try them again in hope that they will work again. I don't know why. We just are that way. Or we forget certain parts of history. What I've always found with history is there's so much history that you've got to be interested in a certain part. Because if you try to study it all, it would be very difficult. Like for me, I find the 20th century till now the most interesting part. Because I think more innovations were made during that time period than any other time in history. Also, I think television, radio, and newspapers
we'll go to the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think the gas crisis in the 70s was worse than right now.
Yeah, I think they were actually, weren't they running out of gas then? Yeah. Wasn't that the problem?
Yeah, there was all kinds of stations with no gas. You know, people just couldn't get gas. You can get gas now if you want to pay for it.
Well, I'll tell you what's strange about this whole thing. Here we are, on the cusp of Memorial Day weekend, which people do a lot of traveling on. And even though people are complaining about the gas prices and televisions talking about the gas prices and radio and newspapers, it's kind of interesting. It doesn't seem to be stopping anybody's plans.
No, people seem to be driving more than ever.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure that we are in any kind of a pickle. I don't know if people are making more money. I don't know if they just don't care. What's your theory on why, even though we talk about this as the highest gas prices in the history of gas, why isn't it bothering people?
Well, I think it's bothering people. It's taking money away from other things they could be doing with it. But summer's starting. People want to get out and go. And, they're not. We're also dealing with inflation, with prices on everything going up.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting that a lot of things are on the upswing, but I guess I don't get the gas prices. Now, I don't like paying those prices because obviously I drive just like everybody else, but you would think that if it was really putting a crunch on you, that you would start to conserve. And I haven't heard anybody talking about conservation or that Memorial Day plans are going to be down because of this. People are still doing what they've always done.
I order a couple of meatball subs every once in a while. Well, more than every once in a while from a local place. And it's just sold. But I was paying $20. And then it raised to $23. And last week when I called, they said it was $25.
For two meatball subs?
Yeah, deliver.
Gee whiz.
I told them just keep it.
How much is a meatball sub?
Well, it was $8.50. They raised him up to $10.
Well, but have you seen the inflation at the big chains? Because I was at Wendy's this past weekend, as I was saying, and I ordered the value meal, and it was about $14. Now, that seems a lot for a value meal, but I don't think it was any less back in January. I don't think the prices have went up there. And McDonald's, I went there this morning, and they've still got the 59-cent McMuffins. And in the afternoon, they'll have the dollar McDoubles. And the drinks are still a dollar.
I told you I had somebody go and get me 10 of them.
Oh, yeah.
I got two, and there's still left in the refrigerator. Thought I was going to eat all 10 of them, didn't you? No,
I thought that was a lot. I didn't know if you'd make it through it or not. How do you warm them? How do you warm them up so they're still good?
I just take them, leave them in the package, and nuke them for 30 seconds, and they're great.
You got any big plans for Memorial Day?
Yeah, sit here and, well, I'm not going to listen to you, but
there'll be something on that morning.
Find somebody to listen to or watch TV, I guess, because I can't get on doing anything. I can't have any big plans.
You know, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do for Memorial Day. Normally, we have the big cookout, And I just don't think this year that I'm going to do that. By July 4th, everything will be normal again, so I'll be back in the swing of things. But I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I want to do something, because I like Memorial Day. I like that it's the kickoff to summer. I like that it's one of the days we've never been on. Well, we air repeats that day, so I don't have to get up early that morning. I like that the weather's usually pretty nice that day. But I haven't decided yet what exactly I'm going to do. Maybe I'll get the grill out this weekend. And
I think Jack Nicklaus got a tournament going on.
Is the what do they call that? What is the tournament that goes on? Muirfield or something?
Yeah, Muirfield Village.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I keep hearing he's in all kinds of trouble for not living up to some kind of what is the big story that's going on with Jack Nicklaus right now?
I heard something about that, but I didn't.
Yeah, it's something. A company paid him to do some things, and they're saying he didn't do them, and it's a whole mess right now with him. But yeah, I mean, hopefully it's a nice weekend. It is a fun weekend. See, the problem with July 4th is it's all centered around fireworks, and everybody's off, and usually plants shut down during July 4th, so everything is packed. So July 4th is a little more difficult, and Labor Day, we're kind of at the end of summer. So that's why I think Memorial Day is probably the most fun holiday of the summer for me. So I want to do something on Monday like I always have, but I'm not sure what yet.
But you still have to stick to not large groups, right?
Yeah, yeah. So that's why there won't be any big cookout or anything. But, I mean, I might have two or three people over. I can do that.
You can get that steak dinner, you promised her.
Well, you know what? She actually had a steak. When was that? The week of Mother's Day? I did get her a steak the week of Mother's Day.
Oh, well, she can't throw that up to you in the morning.
No, no. And, you know, she never did comment on how it was. I think she said it was okay. But, yeah, we actually got through that. She's having a good old time with her son in town. I know they're having a lot of fun. I went over and saw him yesterday. He's a good kid. I like him.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't seen him for a while, so.
Yeah, about a year.
Yeah, is he going to stay in town or is he going back?
He's got to go back. You know, he's still in the military, so he'll be here for about a month, and then he goes back. I think this is his leave. He usually comes about this time every year, but
well, luckily, we don't have nothing going on right now, but
no, no.
We're talking about China is always thought about taking Taiwan, and, you know, if we're going to get involved in that, if something happens, and
you know, I have no idea what's going on overseas right now. It just seems like a mess.
That's why this thing with Russia is bad, because, you know, if China watches Russia, if they get by with it, you know, what do you think they're going to do?
Well, that's true. I mean, it's I really don't think we're going to be involved in any wars, because the last big war that we had, which was Iraq, was greeted so poorly that I don't think any president or any Congress or any Senate wants to be involved in that. I just think it leaves such a bad taste in people's mouths. I mean, we would really have to be, I think we would almost have to be attacked on our own land to get involved in a war at this point.
I think we could not send troops in, but select a fire.
Yeah, we might send some cruise missiles.
The China coming in. I don't think we would necessarily need to send troops into Taiwan, but we could use our military, you know, as far as, you know, helping Taiwan that way.
Now, just on a lighter note, do you know the difference between a Baconator and a Big Bacon Classic?
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah, you know, I thought for years that the sandwich I liked was the Baconator, but to come to find out, it's the Big Bacon Classic, because the Big Bacon Classic allows you to order the number of patties you want, and
the Baconator let you do that too.
Well, see, nobody's ever asked me when I've ordered the Baconator, and
I've had a triple there before.
Now,
hard to get your mouth open wide enough to take a bite.
Yeah, see, at Wendy's, that seems like a big sandwich.
Yeah, Wendy's have, you know, the best hamburger. as far as hamburger.
Well, and the Big Bacon Classic actually puts lettuce and tomato on it. The Baconator, I don't believe, has lettuce or tomato. If it does, you can't taste it. But on the Big Bacon Classic, you can.
Now, McDonald's, I don't think they have a sandwich right now with lettuce and tomato on it.
I know they have lettuce.
I forget what it was called, but I don't think they do that anymore.
I don't know. I know the Whopper has lettuce and tomato on it. But I don't know. I don't know if I know McDonald's has lettuce because they put it on other things. But I don't know if they have tomato on anything right now. I don't know where the salads went. You know, I when COVID started, the salads at McDonald's went away. And I used to think they had a very good salad. But now, I don't know. Salads are gone.
Good wings there for a while, too.
Well, you know, it just kills me that Wendy's did away with their fish sandwich because their fish sandwich was really good.
They had a codfish sandwich.
Well, they did, but they put tomato on it and they put mayonnaise on it and they put lettuce on it. You know, McDonald's doesn't have tomato. Tomato, and this is why I like growing tomatoes, to me, tomato adds to a sandwich. Lettuce doesn't really add all that much, but tomato, a nice fresh cut piece of tomato, that adds to a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And Wendy's does that to their burgers, and they did it with their fish, and they do it with their chicken. And McDonald's doesn't have tomato for some reason, or you have to special order it. And I think it just changes the taste quite a bit.
Yeah, I like tomato and lettuce on mine. And I like my lettuce shredded. Wendy's tends to put a leaf lettuce on their sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd rather have some shredded lettuce on my sandwich.
Not bad, except it falls off easier. But that's okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Yeah, that's it, 740-751-4038. Boy, it's going to be a long morning. Short nights make for long mornings. 36 minutes past the hour here. So that's the story. Yeah, the gas thing is kind of a mystery to me, that people seem to be upset about it, but it doesn't seem to be stopping anything. Although I was at Meijer yesterday getting gas, and the pumps were all down. They were having some kind of mechanical issue where you had to go in and pay. You know, we get so into our modern conveniences where we pay at the pump. When you actually have to go inside and stand in a line and wait to get to the front, you know, that's an inconvenience now. But that used to be the way you had to do it. 740-751-4038. And what happened to the guy who used to come out and pump your gas? Are there any stations in Marion that pump your gas? I think the last one that did that was Swifty over on Main Street. I think they were the last gas station that would still come out and pump your gas. And now, that's a thing of the past. Now, they did charge you more if somebody came out and pumped your gas. The full service lane, they'd come out and pump your gas and clean your windows, but no more of that. Now it's a whole new world. All right. Does anybody have anything to say about the gas prices as we head into Memorial Day weekend? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Let's see. Where else are we this morning on the agenda? Oh, I wanted to thank the Marion Star for running the guest column that I did yesterday. I appreciate that. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Phyllis, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Allergies are bad, but I'll survive. Hey, the Blue Street Car Wash pumps your gas.
Do they?
Yes, I go there because it's just too hard getting in and out. And yeah, the first two pumps up by the little where you pay, she comes out and she pumps it. Yeah. Every day.
Wow, I'm going to have to try. Well, because I used to think that was a lot of fun because, you know, you would talk to the person and they would come out and do that. But I had not seen that in quite a while. But Blue Streak does that.
Yeah, Blue Streak does it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, how long do your allergies normally last?
Oh, I've never had them last like this. My neighbors have got bushes that are flowering, and I was out planting flowers yesterday, and my eyes are itching, and my throat's all raspy. I hope I get over it shortly.
This has been a year for allergies. Oh. It started right around Easter, and when we got that warm spell early in May, it has just been torture for people.
It is. It's terrible.
Mm.
So, well, good luck this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? After this, only one more to go, and then...
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Toward the end, so I'm feeling pretty good.
I have a friend that had, I think she's got leukemia and there's something else, and she has to go every 6 weeks for the rest of her life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Is she doing okay with it?
Yes.
Oh, good.
She's doing well.
Good.
Yes.
Well,
she went through the thing of being very, very tired, and I know she drinks green tea. Do you drink green tea or just regular?
Well, actually, I got black tea, and I put a little ginger in it.
Yeah, well, they say to drink green tea.
I might have to try that, because the only big side effect that I have had is the tiredness, which lasts mm-hmm. about, you know, sometimes a week, sometimes less.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. You just get over it, and then it's time for another treatment.
You do. But, you know, honestly, I have heard some stories from people who've had treatments like this, and they're just awful. And I have been very, very lucky in the fact that I have not been, there's never been a time where I've, you know, been seriously ill. I've never had an infection. I've never had nausea. I've never had any of that.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
Yeah. I don't know why it doesn't affect me that way, but, here we are with only two left to go. I mean, and usually, to be honest with you, I have them in the morning. So I'll have it Thursday morning. And I'm usually out of there. What's that?
That gives you time to recuperate.
It does. It does. Because usually Thursday morning I go. And it's weird. If people have never had this, it's strange. Because when you leave, because I drive myself, you know,
mm-hmm.
I feel fine when I leave. I feel like I could, you know, take on the world. It's not until the night, I guess, that it catches up. And Friday morning is when I usually wake up. And I'm a little more tired, a little, you know, just kind of a lay on the couch type of day, watch television, that sort of thing. But other than that, yeah, yeah. So, but only two more times to do it. And you know, with the weather being sunny, it does impact. You feel better.
Yes, not today. It's pretty gloomy out.
We didn't have a good weekend.
No, we did not.
We had a gloomy, gloomy weekend. So now that I've been able to go outside and sit, because there's no reason I can't go out in the front yard and sit, that's nice. That you know, your energy's a little more up when the sun's hitting you and you're watching people do their thing outside. And so there are okay points to it.
Well, as soon as you get over your treatments, I've got a bunch of recipes I'm going to make for you.
Well,
Larry keeps saying, why don't you make blah, 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 because he's got favorite recipes. I said, Larry, I don't know where to take it to him. I know I could take it to the studio, but those guys might eat it.
That's true. Yeah, if you show up on a day when Terry's there or some other people,
I know.
It might be gone. I wouldn't. I'd get a pan with crumbs in it.
Oh, they're so funny. Yeah, I'm going to make those lemon pies for my hairdressers. Well, there's two hairdressers in the same salon, and it was her birthday, and they love the lemon pie. So I told her I'd make them for her this weekend.
Oh, those are delicious. There's nothing like those lemon pies. It is, boy, that's good.
It's something different, you know. It's just, it's refreshing.
It is. It's not. It doesn't seem heavy like a pie, which is what makes it very good. I when I bit it, because I was thinking, well, this is probably just a type of pie, and when I ate it, I thought, my goodness, this is delicious.
And you know, I use sugar-free Jell-O pudding, instant pudding in it, so it's really not that much sugar.
You know, that's the funny thing. When I always tell people about my cottage cheese stuff that I make, you know, I use sugar-free Jell-O powder, and I don't think anybody would notice who was eating it because Jell-O has a very potent taste to it.
I love that. I make that recipe, too. I just love it.
So do I. And, you know, it's hard right now to find the strawberry banana Jell-O mix, but I used to love to put that in there. I thought that was great.
My daughter-in-law called yesterday, or Saturday, and she wanted the recipe for the lemon pie because she works at Pleasant Schools, and they're celebrating some lady's birthday, and she loves lemon. So Julie said, well, I'll make her that lemon pie. I said, don't go to Kroger's for the lemon pie filling. They don't have it. And she went to Meijer's, and she had to buy an off-brand. She said, I hope it works, but I don't know what the deal is with Jell-O.
I don't know.
Hard to get.
I have never understood. I mean, in the beginning, if you remember of the pandemic, there was no sugar-free Jell-O on the shelves. It was
right.
All gone. And I don't know what it is about that it's starting to creep back in. But boy, oh boy, that's a tough thing, because I also like to put lemon in that. As you know, I like lemon, so I'll put lemon in that cottage cheese stuff, lemon Jell-O. And boy, lemon Jell-O, sugar-free lemon Jell-O, was very hard to find there for a while.
Well, what I do is when I find it, I stock up.
Yeah.
You know, like right now, I've got a good supply of the lemon pie filling because everybody likes that pie, and I make a lot of them. So.
Yep, we gotta do what we gotta do when it's there. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, you'll be getting your goodies as soon as you're back in the station.
Well, I appreciate it, and I hope you feel better, okay. Phyllis.
Okay, well, you too. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, 46 minutes past the hour here. As I was saying, I do want to thank the Marion Star for running the article yesterday. I got to be a guest columnist, and it was a bit of a heavy column. But I did hear back from a lot of people on it, and I appreciate that. We had a string there where we had the suicide of Naomi Judd, and we had the Ohio State football player who got killed by the car, or automobile, I guess I should say, and we had we had the girl here in Marion who was shot and killed right in her front yard. That was terrible, and it just seemed like a lot of people were dying very unexpectedly. And it just got me to thinking about the whole idea of death, because people fear it. It's the number two fear right behind public speaking in America. And I don't know why there's such a big fear around it. Now, I can understand not wanting to die, but I don't know why we try to avoid it. Because we're all going to get it one day or another. And I don't think that the OSU player who was hit by the car, or Naomi Judd, who committed suicide, unfortunately, or the girl who was shot in her yard over here, you know, I don't think any of those people thought that they were going to die that day. And so they didn't worry about it. And I think sometimes people who aren't feeling well, they worry about it, and there's no sense in worrying about it, because people die every day, and there's just no reason to worry. So, you know, that was kind of the point of the article, and I went a little more in-depth in it even on that, but I also went in on suicide and depression, and I wish people would stop making that such a thing. There's such a stigma around depression and suicide. I don't know why. I think people who have those problems, it's a disease. I mean, it's a very difficult disease. I mean, I've known many, many people who had depression and can't get out of bed and don't feel well and just are having an awful time. I mean, it's as bad I've seen as almost any disease, and some then worse than others. And sometimes it does lead to suicide. And I don't, you never hear about suicide in an obituary. You never hear about suicide anywhere, because the people left really take it as kind of a bad thing. And we don't want people to commit suicide, but, you know, don't be ashamed if that happens. I mean, it's just a choice people make. It's very unfortunate, but we just need to try to get people help, I think is the point. We need to try to get over fear, get people help, and move on down the road. So I appreciate the Marion Star running that, and I appreciate all the nice feedback that I got on that yesterday. So that was very nice. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. It's Pastor Craig.
Hey, how's it going? Week away from Memorial Day.
Yes, it's going quite well. Hey, I wanted to comment about, you know, when you mentioned the depression and there's such a stigma about it.
Yes.
And yesterday morning on my show, Nate Redman was a guest on, and he was talking about his faith and his radio career. But, you know, Nate came out on the air and said that, you know, told about the time when he had been diagnosed with bipolar, and he talked about his, you know, times he spent in the hospital and how he, you know, is on medicine all the time. And, you know, it was good for Nate, but it was good for people to hear him come out and talk about it, because, you know, all the mental illnesses, whether it's depression or bipolar or whatever, there seems to be such a stigma about it.
Horrible.
And, you know, we've got to be able to, you know, be frank about it, to be open about it, and encourage people to get help.
You know, that's very interesting, because I did not, I didn't catch that. I'm going to have to catch that show on the internet. But, you know, Nate and I'm almost positive, and Nate will have to correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think Nate and I have ever had that discussion about him having any kind of depression or bipolar issues. But I always kind of assumed it from some things that he would say at parties and things like that. And it's interesting to know that he told that story, because I do think that it helps people. Because I think people see Nate and listen to him on the radio, and they think of a very jovial, easygoing guy, which he is. But it's not about being depressed. It's an illness.
Yes. Yes, most definitely. And, you know, he talked about the fact that early on, you know, he just had those times when he just didn't want to get out of bed and just couldn't move. And, you know, You know, normally you wouldn't even think that, you know, when you talk to him, you know, on the radio, or listen to him on the radio, or meet him on the street, whatever, seems like a, you know, normal person, and he is normal, but he's got a serious, you know, disorder, and he had to get help for it.
Well, and that's the thing, and that was kind of the part and parcel of my article that I wrote yesterday, got published yesterday. That, you know, why is this the last stigma in the frontier of disease? Why is depression and suicide, why are they looked down upon so much? I don't quite understand it, because I think if there wasn't such a stigma around it, I think we would have less suicides and more people going to get help. It seems like nobody wants to be seen at a psychiatrist. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to acknowledge it. You know, I hear people say, well, I might be depressed, but I'm not going to get put on a pill. You know, it's a very and I always think, you know, if you were diagnosed diabetic, would you say that about your diabetic doctor? Would you say, well, you know, I'm diabetic, but you're not going to put me on a pill or a shot? No, you would take the pill or the shot.
Right. And, you know, cancer, no problem. Stroke, no problem. But, you know, for some reason, and I really don't know, but for some reason, when it comes to mental health, there is such a, you know, I don't want to be seen going to that doctor. No one should know I went there. I don't know. It does have that stigma, and it shouldn't.
No, it shouldn't, and I'm so glad to hear that Nate was able to get on the air and express exactly what went on. Now, how did that play into his faith?
Well, he said, you know, that was what helped him get through it when he was first diagnosed, when he was in the hospital, and when he had subsequent trips to the hospital. His faith played a strong part in it, and he said on the radio, you know, I honestly don't know how someone could go through this without having God in their life. He said it was everything to me.
Well, you know, it's interesting because yesterday, I didn't catch the Nate show at 9 o'clock, but your show with Glenn replayed at 11. And I did hear that again. And it was fascinating because Glenn was talking about his sister dying and how one thing that comforted him was that she said, I'm going to get to heaven first. And Glenn being a non-believer, which is fine. You know, people can make their own choices. I'm not going to tell anybody what to believe. But I've always felt there are three things in life, and I should have put this in the article. There are three things in life that I think everybody has to figure out. One is belief in something higher than yourself. And the only reason I phrase that way is some people don't like the word religion. So I always phrase it that way. Something higher than yourself that you are not making all the decisions and you are not the end-all be-all, the center of the universe. So have a belief in something higher than yourself. Love something. Now, it can be a person. It can be a place, it can be something, but unconditional. Love something unconditionally and have a purpose. Have something that makes you want to get out of bed every morning that you enjoy doing. And that also doesn't have to be your job. And if you can figure out those three things, not that every day is going to be great, but I think you'd have a better understanding of what's going on.
Well, you do have a better understanding. It gives you kind of an overall direction to go in life. And to that third point, you know, it gives you a purpose.
And people have to have a purpose. Your purpose should never stop. You know, and it could be lifelong learning. It could be something like that. But there is always, you know, the mornings for me are probably one of the most interesting times because I'm always ready. Not that I couldn't sleep late, I probably could, but when I first wake up in the morning, I want to get out of bed. Now, why is that? Because I want to know what happened overnight. I want to know what the day's going to be like. I'm just curious that way. Maybe it's nosy, I don't know. But it's a purpose. You know, I want to see, are there any new emails from overnight? What are people posting on Facebook? What happened in the news? I want to look at the newspaper sites. You know, and it's a reason to get up that's exciting.
Right. You have things that you want to do.
Right. And I am always interested. Now, I'm interested to come do this radio show because I never know who's going to call. I never know where the conversation's going to go. And that's also interesting to me. It's not so much the love of radio or communication. It's the I'm curious of the unknown. I want to know what's going to happen. I want to know what people are going to say. So it's always a mystery. Every day is a mystery, and I like that.
And for your listeners, it's the same thing. You know, when I turn on the radio to listen to you in the morning, I never know what you're going to talk about. I never know which direction you're going to go. But I turn it on because I'm interested.
Now Friday night, we've got about 90 seconds here. When you turned on that radio Friday night for the last 10 minutes of Thunderbolt and Ted, what'd you make of that show?
I was sorry that I had only caught the last 10 minutes of it.
I'll tell you, I could have taken the night off.
I know. I feel like I got 2 hours in 10 minutes.
Oh, my. You know, but it was entertaining. It was something I would have listened to if I had not been a part of it. And I understand that there are some people who have strong feelings about the two of them. But it had never been done that I ever remembered. And, you know, it was entertaining. It was very, I'm not sure what you would call it, but it was very opinionated, and it was interesting.
Yeah, and I haven't had the chance to go back and play the whole thing, but I am going to do that this week. I've already made a mental note to do that, because like I said, those 10 minutes, I feel like I could got 2 hours, so I'd like to hear the rest.
It was something. Well, thanks, Pastor.
We'll see
you. Bye-bye. All right, we got 30 seconds, and then we're going to break and come back with much more. I love the phone calls. Keep them coming here this morning. 740-751-4038. And I do, again, want to thank the Marian Star for running that article. And maybe it helps somebody. I hope. Don't worry about what other people think. I know that's easier said than done sometimes. But don't worry, we're all going to be fine, and we're going to be back.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not.